Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola. Right now, Chris Bryant, Austin Price in with you. Let me just bring this lifeguard story up to you because we've been pushing this thing for weeks now. Maybe you have not heard, but if you were planning on going to the lifeguard, all their tryouts they have coming up, it was scheduled for tomorrow, not so. And what we're talking about, the 25 Pensacola Beach season lifeguard tryouts. Yeah, it was supposed to be on Saturday. They moved that date to February 8th, Saturday, February 8th. It's going to be at the UWF Aquatic Center, Building 72 on campus. The goal is to have the guards on the area beaches by March. So if you were thinking about doing that tomorrow, you have another week to prepare.
All righty. And also, one of our top stories here nationally, of course, we had President Trump. He was in North Carolina earlier today, and it was this morning that he said that California must pass a voter ID law. Also said California must transport more water from Northern California to Southern California. And he was allegedly threatening to halt federal wildfire aid to L.A. unless his unrelated demands were met. Of course, we've since seen footage of Trump meeting with Newsom earlier this afternoon. So hopefully that meeting has gone well.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
This is a good feel-good story for you this afternoon as you make your way home. And by the way, thanks for the ride. We appreciate that. Three green sea turtles headed to the Gulfarium over in Fort Walton Beach for treatment after being found cold stunned on Pensacola Beach amid those freezing temps. All turtles were safely transported over to Fort Walton Beach. There was actually a total of three, one, and then two others. But good for them. Good for the people, because the following two were turned in by people walking on the beach. And they just came across them.
Good for them.
And they at least had the kind of direction of what to do. Here's turtle. What do I do now? They at least knew what to do. So good for them.
Well, and they probably heard about it because we've been covering it. WEAR.
Yeah.
I mean, that is something that you hear about, unfortunately, rather often. 6:15. Quite a difference. First quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather together brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. Looking at the roads here, only one problem, and it's the same one we've been touching on all afternoon. On our map here, it shows that we still do have some issues with some congestion and closures on I-110 if you're traveling southbound towards downtown Pensacola, so try to avoid heading down there. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, sitting at around 50 degrees, low of 30. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 54, low of 43. And Sunday, we're going to see those temperatures creep up even more, high of 62, low of 49.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Oh, for sure.
Anything above freezing at this point.
Yeah.
I'm on board with it.
That's for everyone's best interest.
Okay, here's your financial future. Let me give you some options here. Mega Millions tonight, $28 million, $12.5 million cash option. Tomorrow night, Powerball, $46 million, $20.5 million cash option. Both of those drawings, 10 p.m. Stocks ending down today. Edging back from all-time highs, Laura Kantner has those numbers for you.
Americans were feeling a little more cautious this month. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment reading declined to 71.1. Those surveyed were concerned about the labor market and the impact of planned tariffs on imports. U.S. economic activity increased at a slower pace at the start of 2025, with the services sector leading the way. Shares of Venture Global opened below its IPO price in its stock market debut Friday, after the natural gas exporter lowered its estimated price range. Stocks tanking Friday, the Dow Jones ending down 141, S&P 500 down 17, NASDAQ down 99. Laura Kantor, Fox News.
And the Sunshine State cashing in on a national opioid settlement with a major drug maker. Florida Attorney General's office saying the state-led effort against Purdue Pharma and its owners, the Sackler family, was able to secure more than $7 billion for the 16 states that participated in the lawsuit. The companies accused of aggressively marketing opioid products for decades, fueling a countrywide crisis. Florida expected to get at least $230 million as part of the agreement. The state agency says the settlement will end the Sacklers' ability to sell opioids in the United States and will provide funding to communities over the next 15 years.
Before lawyers' fees or after lawyers' fees, those numbers?
That's a fair question.
That's what I want to know. I think it's 30% or something like that with lawyer fees.
I was about to say,
cut those numbers down, buddy.
With this being breaking news here earlier today, I am assuming that is going to be before lawyer fees.
All right. FBI issuing a new warning about scammers, this time targeting your email. Officials say to be on the lookout for messages that stress urgency in the subject line. Act fast is an example.
Right.
Common phrase. It's been popping up on many phishing emails. Experts say don't click or open the message unless it is absolutely somebody you undeniably know and trust. Mm. Have you ever done that? Have you ever hit that sucker? And
I have not.
The skull in, you know, comes up on the screen.
Skull and crossbones, yeah. I have never been like getting a text like that and thinking, oh no, I better, as you said, I better act fast. No, I've never done that. 6:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a Florida man has been arrested for allegedly climbing a wall at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for University Housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Jimmy Patronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Patronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Patronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state, but we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run, and you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January the 28th. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News radio shows in the business. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. And hey.
And Cool and the Gang.
And Cool and the Gang. There you go. Big day tomorrow. Science Saturdays back at the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. The 2025 sessions are aimed at students in grades 3 to 7. Absolutely free to attend. For the past 16 years, nearly 5,600 students have participated in the program. Tomorrow's session features photo editing. Mm. I'd like to slide into that class, but I don't think I can make it to a third or seventh grade class.
Yeah.
I would like to go to the photo editing class. I could use it.
No, I mean, and it is. It is a talent. And, you see some of the stuff that people can create. It's unbelievable.
It is. It makes you sick. It's like I look at my telephone half the time. That thing I'm looking at right now could probably make breakfast for me. And yeah. I don't even know how to use it. You know, I know the basic things, how to turn it on, turn it off, and there you go.
Man.
One day I'm gonna go to like YouTube or something and watch a video. Somebody's, I'm sure, broken the darn thing down. Okay, here's how your phone works.
All righty, just about 6:25 here. Now I'll tell you how your traffic and weather together is working. Let's see. Still got some closures being reported on our map here. If you are traveling southbound on I-110 towards downtown Pensacola, there is some congestion in that area as a result. Go figure. Might want to take an exit a little bit sooner to avoid that, preferably perhaps the exit onto Maxwell or Tahar. As for the weather, sitting at around 50 degrees, low of 30 tonight. And this weekend, we're going to see those temperatures creep up with Sunday having a high of 62.
Okay, one thing we did know and do know, President Trump is a big supporter of the cryptocurrency. Mm. And now he has signed an executive order aimed at bolstering that industry. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
The Trump administration has now signed an executive order stopping government agencies from taking actions against cryptocurrency. They also created, through executive order, a working group that David Sacks, the czar of AI and crypto, is going to chair. Now, he talked exclusively with Fox Business about what the group plans to accomplish and where the Biden administration led the industry astray.
The Biden administration has basically prosecuted and persecuted crypto companies, really driving them offshore. I've heard so many outrageous stories by founders, by entrepreneurs.
So the administration has not yet decided to create a digital reserve of currency, but this working group will look to see if that's something that they should do.
And speaking of Trump, hinted at this before the break, a Florida man has been arrested for allegedly climbing a wall at his Mar-a-Lago estate. Police say 30-year-old Bijan Arceo jumped over a security wall at the resort on Tuesday. Security guards were able to quickly detain the man. He appeared in court yesterday, where he was issued a $20,000 bond in order to have no contact with Trump or Mar-a-Lago. And luckily, the president was in D.C. at the time of the incident.
I thought they might have just like issued him a key to his room in Chattahoochee. here, you need this.
Yeah, get comfy, stay a while.
Okay, PSC, UWF, going back to classes on Monday, so remember that one. Also, Dr. Anthony Fauci is the latest former government official to be stripped of his security detail. Kristen Goodwin has the story.
President Trump pulling the government-financed security protection of former White House chief medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci.
You know, you work for government. We took some off other people, too. But you can't have a security detail for the rest of your life because you worked for government.
Fauci, the former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, gaining protection after receiving threats for his role in the government's COVID-19 pandemic response. President Trump also recently revoking security protection from his former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, his top aide, Brian Hook, and former National Security Advisor, John Bolton. All three have been targeted by Iran for their actions during the president's first term. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And United Healthcare Group has a new CEO. The company announced Thursday that Tim Noel will head the company following the shooting death of former CEO Brian Thompson. Noel has been with the company since 2007 and has served as CEO of its Medicare and retirement units.
Okay, early voting's underway with the special primary election being held on Tuesday. They've extended the hours, actually, the operations. It's now 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can do that. Special election is scheduled, like I said, on Tuesday. The number of early voting sites in Escambia County has been reduced from 10 to 7 for the special primary election. No early voting will be offered in Century, UWF, or in Brownsville.
Alrighty. And the Anti-Defamation League criticizing Elon Musk for making jokes about Nazis and the Holocaust. The ADL is a nonprofit committed to fighting anti-Semitism previously, and it previously defended Musk after he repeatedly made a straight-armed salute at President Trump's inauguration event. Of course, that went viral. However, the group voiced their concern after Musk made a social media post full of puns about Nazi leaders, including Adolf Hitler. The ADL called him out, saying, quote, "The Holocaust was a singularly evil event, and it is inappropriate and offensive to make light of it."
Okay, this is weird. A man is being accused of concealing his girlfriend's body in his home. Lillian Wu tries to explain this one.
A 30-year-old Maryland man is charged with first-degree murder and other related offenses after Prince George's County Police arrested him in connection with the death of his girlfriend, who he also shares a child with. They say 29-year-old Alexis Schuler was reported missing by her mother last week, and when police executed a search warrant Sunday at Gray's home, they found her remains behind a newly constructed wall in the home, hidden under stairs. Officials believe she'd been shot, and allege Gray stuffed Schuler's body in a plastic storage bin, then poured concrete around the bin before putting up the drywall with fake bricks. Gray's reportedly confessed to the murder. Detectives believe it happened during a dispute. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right. And, you know, it's just 6:29. Getting ready for our Fox News break in a couple minutes here, and we'll have our sports segment coming up. This is semi-sports related, considering who we're talking about. Joe Rogan says he's not a Republican or Democrat. He said that on his podcast, saying, quote, "I'm a human being, and there's a lot of things that the Democrats believe that I believe, too." Rogan backed President Trump during his campaign and even attended his inauguration on Monday. Trump also set for an interview with him on the campaign trail. So, of course, this has a lot of people gunning for him, and he's just saying, look, to the social media folks out there, I'm not like just some alt-right guy. I have my own views, and Trump seemed like the better choice.
Okay, nice description.
Yeah, just as simple as that.
Bailed him out nicely. immigration officials detaining undocumented migrants in raids around the country today following President Trump's promise to carry out mass deportations. Alexis McAdams has more from NYC.
More than 500 migrants who officials say were in the country illegally were taken into custody in 24 hours. Sources telling Fox News these men committed heinous crimes, including rape and attempted murder. And ICE says some are part of the dangerous South American gangs we've been talking about for months. So in Chicago, police arrested a man who's been convicted of attempted murder. Okay, he was sentenced to 17 years behind bars. He served some of the time, but then ICE lodged a detainer for him and it was not honored. So he was back on the streets for years, back since 2017. Also here in New York, ICE arresting a man who they say is a known or suspected terrorist yesterday. Officials say he's from Turkey and entered the country illegally.
The president has criticized the governor's response to the crisis, but now says he's looking for solutions.
Tremendous numbers of lives have been affected. A lot of real estate's been affected. Nobody's ever probably seen anything like this.
Several fires continue to burn. Rain forecasted for this weekend could provide some much-needed relief. President Trump has ordered the release of all remaining documents concerning the assassinations of President Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and Martin Luther King Jr. Fox's Mark Meredith has more.
The King family reacting, saying they want to see what's in those files. They write, "For us, the assassination of our father is deeply personal, family loss that we have endured over the last 56 years.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, the Metro Transit Authority in New York City is releasing some of the first statistics about its controversial congestion pricing plan. According to the MTA, the first 12 days of congestion pricing saw 90 car accidents and 37 accident-related injuries within the congestion zone. When compared to last year, that's down nearly 55%. There was 199 crashes and 76 injuries reported within the area. New York City, the first in the nation to implement congestion pricing in an effort to help fund public transportation. On Wall Street this Friday, the semiconductor sector seeing some significant weakness. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index down nearly 2%. 5%. Texas Instruments, one of the big decliners in that sector. Those shares were down around 7.5% after the company reported better than expected results, but also provided some disappointing earnings guidance for the current quarter. On the day, the Dow was off around 140 points, the S&P 500 down 17 points, the NASDAQ off by 99. And that is Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Conference Championship Weekend is here. The Bills have defeated the Chiefs in their last four regular season matchups, but are 0-3 against them in the playoffs. I think this is Josh Allen's time, so give me the Bills to beat the Chiefs by a score of 27-23. And the NFC Championship game, I have the Eagles taking care of the Commanders by a final score of 27-20. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bet credits. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you could be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000 in credits. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada. BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot subject to rules. See BetMGM.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Subject to eligibility requirements, bonus bets are unrestricted rewards credits that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Early voting to replace ex-Congressman Matt Gaetz is happening now. This is your chance to vote in a new voice who has been with you every step of the way. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, a Pensacola native and the only candidate on the ballot who voters petitioned to be there. In this Republican primary, you have a critical choice to make. Either the local who will fight for you, or more of the same insider corruption. It's a choice between Northwest Florida values or the lobbyist-funded establishment. Instead of taking super PAC and special interest money to litter your mailbox with mailers, I'm asking you personally for your vote. Let's come together to bring in a new era of strong, conservative leadership as we fight to revitalize our infrastructure, protect our veterans, and battle those predatory insurance companies. AOC and the Democrats have a monopoly on the young vote, but we finally have the answer. This movement is how we strengthen our majority in the House and ensure our conservative values guide the future. Vote today for Michael Dylan Thompson, and let's make history together.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
So I'm ready to attack, gonna lead the fight, gonna get a touchdown, gonna take you out. That's right, put your pom-poms down, getting everybody fired up. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that, cause there ain't no holler back.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Gwen Stefani.
Yes, as I said, quite different from Cool and the Gang. That's what we had in our last bit.
Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you. Friday afternoon, and we do appreciate that ride home today. I hate walking in the cold. So, you know, it's 50 degrees out there, but it feels like it's darn 30 degrees.
With some winds,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. I'm so dying for springtime. I'm, you know, just counting those days down. Gosh, me and cold weather just don't get along very well. If you were wondering about the days, yeah, days are getting longer. Spring creeps closer. 44 days until daylight savings time begins on Sunday the 9th. But officially, spring will begin arriving on Thursday, March 20th. And cannot get here anytime too soon.
Alrighty.
Just you know, in the summertime, we can always go in the Circle K beer cooler. Cool off. Where do you go to warm up?
I
got you on that one.
I was about to say you can just stay inside.
Yeah, probably. But what happens if you don't have a place to stay inside?
That's a good question.
All right. The NFL making some crazy moves. You touched on it. During the last hour. So I wanted to kind of dig in here and pull something out for you. After an eventful couple of days, there is a new head coach in Jacksonville. Joe Morgan has the details.
Jacksonville has agreed to terms with former Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive coordinator Liam Cohen to become the 8th head coach in franchise history. The move ends a wild 2 days for two teams. After removing himself from consideration for the Jaguars' job earlier this week, Cohen agreed to a new 3-year contract to remain in Tampa, but the contract was never signed. Instead, Cohen was in Jacksonville on Thursday discussing the head coach opening after Jaguars general manager Trent Baalke was fired on Wednesday. After spending 15 seasons as an assistant at both the college and pro level, Cohen, 39, becomes the 4th youngest active head coach in the NFL. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
I agree with what you said earlier this afternoon, Chris, that he is a more questionable hire. I see why they went after him.
Right.
We were just talking about how the Bucs had a good offense, and they may have wanted to, you know, go ahead and nab him before he made more of a name for himself. But if he's younger and he's less known and he's less proven, he's all the less certain to succeed at a place like Jacksonville, especially.
He hopes so.
Yeah, so it's a big fork in the road here.
Okay, talk about the games for me real quickly. NFL Conference Championship schedule coming down this weekend, actually on Sunday. Two games for you. Washington, Philadelphia kicks off at 1 o'clock, I believe.
I am so afraid that Philly's going to win that game. Washington has been a phenomenal story. And it's not like Philly hasn't, right? They've only got one Super Bowl all time. Jalen Hurts is a young QB. He's dealt with some injuries this season. So it would be cool to see him win. But the Commanders, man, you got the first-year head coach. You got going 4-13 last year. You got the rookie QB. You got the underdog story.
You got those ugly uniforms.
Really? You don't like them?
I hate them.
I think they're all right. I preferred the Redskins era, but, I mean, I think they're okay. I think the color scheme's nice, too. Bottom line is, the Commanders are the underdog in every sense of the term. I would love to, and that's both recently and currently, I would love to see them continue this great track they're on, but I just don't know if they can do it.
Okay, Buffalo, Kansas City, Mr. Mahomes. The broadcaster, Chris...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Chris, that would be...
Collinsworth we're talking about.
Yes, Chris Collinsworth, not Chris Bryant. That would be the Chiefs' best dream if they had Collinsworth on the call.
Collinsworth's a big cheerleader for Mahomes.
Yeah, he is the cheer captain. So it's good that I played the Holla Back Girl talking about the pom-poms.
Yeah.
Back to the matter at hand. Chiefs, Bills, this is, I think, their 4th postseason meeting. Chiefs... that have a track record for just having the Bills number. Bills can't get over the hump. That's another franchise that has just been, it's had a lot of heartbreak, never won 0-4 in Super Bowls, lost 4 straight in the 90s. It would just be so awesome to see them at least get back to the stage. But I just don't know if they can do it at Arrowhead. They're a good team, clearly, but they've been good before. And the Chiefs, sure, oh, they got bailed out in this game or that game. I've heard it, and I feel the same way. All that matters is winning the games in January. It doesn't matter how you do it. No one cares if you got bailed out against some weaklings back in October. What matters is when you win in the playoffs. That's what Brady and the Pats did. That's how the Chiefs are doing it now. I just hope the Bills' knees don't buckle again.
Okay, temperature kickoff time is about 28 degrees.
Yikes. Luckily, the Bills can handle that.
They both. They're both cold weather teams.
Very much so, yeah.
So it'll be a toss-up. But I will tell you this. The precip will not be a factor. Mm. No rain's in the forecast.
That's good.
So it will just be one of those dry, cold Kansas City games.
Bummer.
and having to look at Taylor Swift every 2 seconds.
Yeah, my goodness. And that's the thing. She had Caitlin Clark.
I saw her. She looked beautiful in that in that booth.
She had the swagger
she looked,
on.
She had a nice tan.
Yeah.
Everybody else looked washed out white, and she comes sporting in there with her coach, the Alabama coach that used to wear the houndstooth colors. Bear Bryant.
You know, yeah, I was about to say, the only person I can think of is Bear Bryant.
Bear Bryant.
I thought you were talking about someone alive.
She had an outfit that kind of flavored his taste in houndstooth.
Right.
But anyway, she was in the booth.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's going to give, because she's a great athlete, she's a big head turner, that is going to give the NFL camera crews all the more reason to look up there. So Taylor Swift is going to be there. Caitlin Clark, if she ever makes another appearance, yeah, they're going to be getting the bulk of the camera time. Did want to touch on this as well because we mentioned it last hour. Federal prosecutor seeking a nearly 5-year prison sentence for Ippe Mizuhara, the former interpreter of Dodger star Shohei Ohtani. On Thursday, prosecutors announced they have audio of him impersonating Ohtani while on the phone with a bank. We heard that about an hour ago this time. In the nearly 4-minute recording, he tries to transfer $200,000 for what he says is a car loan. Mizuhara has already pleaded guilty to bank and tax fraud, admitting to stealing almost $17 million from the baseball star.
Okay, we're talking about cosmetics, a lot of makeup here, you know, Taylor Swift and her crew up there in the booth. Well, the beauty community is put on hold today about a recall slapped with the FDA's second highest risk classification. This is for makeup, skin cream, actually, what they're talking about here.
Wow.
Lillian Wu has more.
Skincare brand First Aid Beauty is recalling more than 2,700 jars of its popular Ultra Repair Cream in the coconut vanilla scent, saying they were accidentally distributed despite not being for sale and intended for quarantine, something manufacturers often do as part of quality control. Typically, this means a portion of the product is separated from the rest and examined during manufacturing, usually as part of standard safety checks, compliance with legal regulations, or to further test an item about which concerns may have been raised. First Aid Beauty says the affected cream was sold exclusively on its website and that it's reached out to consumers and is sending replacements. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All righty, 6:45 on the dot here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looks like we still have some closures on I-110 traveling southbound towards downtown Pensacola, so avoid having to head down there if you can. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 50 degrees, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 54, low of 43. Sunday, high of 62, low of 49.
And to add on to that, the 50 feels a lot colder than 50 degrees. If you
yes. Yeah, it's feeling more like mid-40s officially, according to the wind chill stat here.
Okay, CNN continues to lose value. Thought I'd throw this story here. The liberal network was worth $4.4 billion back in 2021. That's now dropped to $2.3 billion in 2023. During that time, CNN has had multiple leadership changes as it struggles to attract viewers. The network was seen significant turnovers over the years, with high-profile hosts being fired. Jim Acosta, not fired, but demoted today. He did a show, and I've never seen his show, so I really don't know, but he used to do a midday show, 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. They offered him, Jim, if you'd like to do it, you can come on at 2 a.m. in the morning. He wasn't happy.
I don't blame him.
Just wasn't happy about that.
Yeah, quite a jarring change of schedule there.
Hey, but at least he's got a job.
Yes.
Take the job, work on it, and go somewhere else.
Right, right. And at
don't
least try
shoot
it
yourself
out.
In the foot.
Yeah, at least try it out before you just there say, you know what, I'm on the market.
There you go.
House Republicans have passed what they call a born alive abortion bill. The bill requires doctors to provide the same degree of care if a child is born alive during an attempted abortion as they would a normal childbirth. While Republicans frame the bill as not being not anti-abortion but anti-infanticide, it's been largely criticized for its redundancy. Although a rare occurrence, it's already illegal for doctors to allow infants to die if they're born alive during an abortion. Democrats say the bill only serves to criminalize doctors and make them afraid of providing abortions to patients.
All right, thinking about maybe buying, selling that home, mortgage rates continuing their upward climb, leaping above 7%, adding further pressure on the stagnant housing market. Home buyers and home sellers watching the mortgage numbers today. Here they are. Pull them up for you. Mortgage News Daily has the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage 7.12%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage 6.52%. And the first list of performers on music's biggest nights out today, Michelle Pollino has more. It's
beautiful. Benson Boone, Billie Eilish, and Sabrina Carpenter have been announced as performers for this year's Grammy Awards. Also making the cut, Chappell Roan, Shakira, and Teddy Swims, who are among the first round of performers for the 67th annual Grammy Awards, set for February 2nd on CBS. Additional names will be announced in the coming days for the event, which Recording Academy CEO Harvey Mason Jr. has said will show how the power of music can help rebuild and uplift those in need. Hosted by Trevor Noah, the Grammys this year will help raise funds to support relief efforts. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
All righty, 6:48 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, I'd like to remind you of your stock numbers. Once again, Wall Street closing lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 140 points to 44,424. S&P 500 fell 17 points to 6,101. And the NASDAQ dropped 99 points to 19,954.
Okay, Starbucks is cutting jobs as CEO Brian Nickel continues to implement changes to help lagging sales and improve profitability. Company has introduced, the theme is Back to Starbucks, a strategy that includes bringing back condiment bars, enhancing the coffee house experience, such as serving coffee in ceramic mugs.
Ooh.
Reintroducing the use of Sharpies to write customers' names on the cups. I tried that one time. They wouldn't put my name on there. And they said, "What's your name?" I said, "Trump." They wouldn't put it on there.
Okay.
And then the company has also set a goal of a 4-minute wait time in cafes. They didn't find that very funny at all, I got to tell you that. Mm. A few of its latest goals to create a positive work culture. There's some changes coming. Also, layoffs coming to Starbucks. I was going to say my nickname for it, but I thought I'd not. But Starbucks, seeing a lot of job losses.
Well, you know, it's ideal that you're talking about jobs and the lack thereof, because nearly half of remote workers say they'd quit their jobs if forced to return to the office. We were touching on this earlier this week, how some of these remote workers reacted to some of the news coming out as far as enforcing some of these folks to return to the office space. According to a new poll from Pew Research, 75% of the U.S. adults whose jobs can be performed from home do so a day or more each week. Of that pool, 46% say they would leave their current job if their boss required them to come back full time. Another 25% say they'd be very unlikely to stay if ordered to return. So we've got I'm quitting or I'm probably gonna.
All right. See ya. Just remember President Reagan did this with the FAA controllers.
Yes.
They tried the same stunt. He said, "See ya. We'll take care of business."
Called their bluff, yeah.
Absolutely. And all I can say is get real. The reality's hit back. We're over with the COVID crisis. We need you back in the office. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get you. And that's the thing. It's one thing if there is a job that the vast majority of, if not entirely, can be worked from home. But if there's just somewhere you're like insisting on working from home, there is a difference there.
All right. Carrie Underwood.
What about her?
Felt sorry for her the other day when she was doing the singing in the rotunda.
Yeah, the inauguration. Yeah.
And then her audio cut out. She picked it up a cappella and nailed it. She just nailed it.
That's what an artist is supposed to be prepared to
and
do.
And she's just amazing. Carrie Underwood brings her Vegas residency to the small screen, and Michelle Pollino will have a little more on this story.
Are you ready to have a great time?
Carrie Underwood's Las Vegas residency reflection lands in your living room. The special, filmed at the Resorts World Theater in Las Vegas on Hulu, showcases 14 of Underwood's iconic number one hits, including fan favorites like Before He Cheats, Jesus Take the Wheel, and more. The show brings her nearly two-decade career to life. Underwood shared the news about the project during her performance on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, rock singer Marilyn Manson not facing criminal charges for alleged abuse. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jimmy Patronis failed us, presiding over what Trump called the worst insurance crisis in the country, while his PAC accepted millions from the insurance industry.
Patronis' campaign is even being funded by the liberal anti-Trump group Americans for Prosperity.
Like Donald Trump and Elon Musk, I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. I'm the only candidate with the outsider experience to make it happen.
I'm Gene Valentino, and I approve this message.
Republican for Congress, District 1.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the possible confirmation of Pete Hegseth to be Secretary of Defense. We had a really interesting interview with a representative from the Postal Service about why the weather caused there to not be mail delivery and how they're going to be resuming that service. We also did two candidate interviews for Tuesday's primary, current CFO of the state of Florida, Jimmy Patronis, and John Mills as well. Plus, the Transgressors Memorial Service, where we canceled Trump like 16 different ways, in jest. You can always catch the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, 6:55, 5 away from 7. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. We do appreciate the ride. We really do. Hey, there is a reality TV couple who is suing the city of Los Angeles after losing their home in the latest wildfires. Michelle Polino checks it out for us.
Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt are suing the city of Los Angeles after losing their Pacific Palisades home in the recent wildfires that have devastated Southern California. The reality TV couple, known from the hills, joined over 20 other property owners in a lawsuit claiming that water issues, including dry hydrants and low pressure, hampered firefighter efforts and contributed to their losses. The complaint points to the Santa Ynez Reservoir being offline since February of 2024, leaving firefighters reliant on water tanks not designed for fires of this scale. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, just past 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Do have some minor congestion developing on Highway 90, particularly if you are traveling eastbound in front of the Walmart Supercenter area, but it's nothing too bad. The main story we've had on the roads this evening is if you are traveling southbound on I-110 towards downtown Pensacola, we do have some closures there that are still causing some backups, so try to avoid that area if at all possible. As for the weather, 50 degrees, low of 30 tonight. This weekend, going to have highs of 54 and 62, so we're going to see that temperature creep up pretty decently.
Okay, here's something to start planning for. The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest will kick off this spring, April 24th through May the 4th. Spanning the two weekends, there is no shortage of superstar talent. Foo Fighters, the Foo Fighters, Chris Stapleton, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, The Killers. You see, I'd go see The Killers myself. John Batiste, Queen Latifah, Earth, Wind & Fire, and hundreds more. I wonder if Earl Bailey is actually stepping out front with Earth, Wind & Fire this time around. Mm. He did it for years. But anyway, should be a pretty darn good lineup. Over on Gentilly Boulevard at the fairgrounds in New Orleans, just watch where you park. Don't park in anybody's front yard or in their driveway.
Yeah.
They shoot you. No, I'm just kidding. They frown on them. They just hate that stuff.
Yeah,
Rightly so.
Yeah.
It's a very quiet neighborhood, usually, Gentilly, and it's where the fairgrounds is. But we'll think about it, 250,000 people drop in on you. So, you know.
It'll be a bit less quiet.
Yeah, Trump administration started a mass deportation operation today with ICE, and it placed active duty troops at the U.S.-Mexico border. Alexis McAdams has the details on that operation.
500 migrants taken into custody in just one day. So that's how quickly they're moving. A senior Trump administration official tells me these guys that they got behind bars now are people who committed heinous crimes like rape, attempted murder, and more. And ICE says some of them are also part of dangerous South American gangs. A senior administration official tells us that these raids will continue. They're targeting criminals, okay, who are here illegally. As President Trump says, he's going to send a message that if you're here illegally, you're going to face major consequences.
Alrighty, I mentioned this before the break. Rock singer Marilyn Manson not facing criminal charges for alleged abuse. Over a dozen women have accused him of sexual assault and other forms of violence. But earlier today, L.A. County District Attorney Nathan Hochman said the domestic violence allegations fall outside of the statute of limitations. The prosecutor added that the sexual assault allegations could not be proven beyond a reasonable doubt.
I just wonder what those women thought they were getting into when they went out with Marilyn Manson.
He's an odd character.
I mean, come on. I mean, you kind of know what you're walking into.
Yeah, he's just...
Yeah, go ahead.
He doesn't
explain your way out of this one.
He doesn't look... I'll say this. He does not look conventional, right? I would concede that. I don't think that's a hot take.
No, and we're not saying that negatively. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, in observation.
All right. And it was a very good one at that. Hey, don't forget, Escambia County Fire Rescue is encouraging you to practice space heater safety and know the potential risk associated with home heating equipment. According to the National Fire Protection Association, space heaters account for 4 out of 5 home heating fire deaths. Do me a favor, make it a safe weekend. Come back, be with us 4 o'clock on Monday. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.